It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, there were a number of big news stories this week in Wisconsin, including how to tackle the $200 million deficit facing the state in the current fiscal year.
And the biggest story from around Wisconsin came out today when state lawmakers called for a special session next week to discuss a right-to-work bill.
We're joined now by WPR news guy Noah Ovshinsky for our Wisconsin News Roundup. Noah, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here, Veronica. Happy Friday.
Back at you. Well, we have some big news looking to break here in Wisconsin regarding right-to-work legislation. What do we know so far today?
Yeah, big news. This is a big news item. In fact, it just broke a matter of a few hours ago. It turns out there will likely be a special session next week in the legislature where they will tackle right-to-work legislation. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said in the past, you know, that this was a priority for him and many in his caucus. And now we know that the timeline, what that looks like, and in fact, it's looking like it's going to happen very quick.
Unions have been a big issue for Scott Walker over the past several years. This right-to-work legislation is more in that vein. What do we know about what right-to-work legislation is?
Right. So this deals with like private sector unions. You know, Act 10, that dealt mainly with public sector unions. This is something that exists in more than 20 states around the country. And basically, what this kind of law does is it bars companies from forcing employees to pay union dues. In other words, you know, one can't be forced to pay union dues or be a member of a union as a condition of employment.
And why are lawmakers looking for this kind of legislation right now?
Well, you know, practically speaking, you know, laws like this, you know, weaken private sector unions. And for the last several years, you know, Republican lawmakers have sought to really shrink the power of unions and their influence. We saw that with Act 10. And this is really an extension of that effort. Supporters say, you know, workers really should have a choice in the workplace. And this kind of law does that. You know, people should have the option whether or not to join a union. And supporters also say that this kind of legislation will make it easier to attract, you know, new companies and jobs to the state.
This came up earlier a few months back, and the governor seemed to be saying that he wasn't that into pursuing right-to-work legislation at the time. Where does he stand right now?
Right, exactly. So just for the last few months, you know, publicly, you know, he's urged the legislature, you know, not to take up this issue. He called it consistently, he's called it a distraction. But in a statement released just a few hours ago, his spokesperson said the governor would sign it if it landed on his desk.
And as we know, heavy Republican majorities in the legislature, how do the odds look for this passing?
Right. So generous majorities in the Assembly, in the Senate, you know, so even, you know, even if there are a few defections within the Republican Party, you know, the chances are good that it could pass. So the numbers are certainly in favor at least at this point, the numbers are in favor of legislation like this passing.
And it looks like what we're seeing is next week.
It could. It could come as a vote could come as early as next week. So a very short timeline.
Okay, moving on to look at the budget. This has been a hot topic for the past several weeks here. And one aspect of this is the budget deficit. What's going on with the budget deficit right now?
Right, right. So we've talked a lot about, you know, the next two-year budget, which the legislature, the governor has proposed and the legislature is currently digesting. But there is also this other deficit the state is dealing with, and that's the one that we are currently in, this fiscal year. Right now, that deficit is pegged at around $280 million. Democrats have said, you know, they would like the governor to push for some kind of budget repair bill. But we found out this week through a memo from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau suggesting the governor is actually looking to postpone making around $108 million in debt payments as a way to fill some of that budget hole. At least in part.
Right. And what kind of effect would that have on the state's future finances?
Well, delaying these debt payments, I mean, looking long term, it's hard to say. But the Fiscal Bureau says it will cost the state around a little over $1 million in the next two-year budget in extra interest payments, you know, if we delay paying those off now.
And does that take care of the entire deficit or just part of it?
If we're talking about this current deficit, no. We'll find out more probably in the coming weeks what will be done to actually balance that budget. You know, $108 million, that only gets us partway there. So stay tuned.
All right. Well, staying with the governor now, the governor this week declined to reconsider his decision on the Menominee Casino. And this has been a developing story with lots of twists and turns. And this seems to be the closing of the latest chapter. What happened this last week?
Right. So yesterday was the deadline for Governor Walker to reconsider his denial of the proposed casino in Kenosha. You know, it obviously means at least for now the matter has been settled, although I say for now, because there is always a chance for, at least especially in this case, the potential for legal action.
And beyond the deadline itself and Governor Walker's decision, the issue made news for some other reasons. What happened?
Yeah, so some members of the Menominee tribe actually walked something like 150 miles from their reservation to Madison this week, where they were going to ask Walker to reconsider his decision in person. This group arrived on Wednesday, were joined by others. They held a larger rally at the Capitol this week. Tribal Chair Gary Bisaw actually tried to meet with the governor, but that didn't happen. The security there did not allow that meeting to take place.
What do we know about why the governor said no again to this project?
Well, the governor said that basically it represents too big of a risk to taxpayers. And he cites an agreement that was reached several years ago, actually during the Doyle administration, with the Potawatomi that essentially requires the state to reimburse the Potawatomi if they lose money because of a rival casino. And obviously a casino in Kenosha, not far from Milwaukee, could be seen as a rival casino to the one that the Potawatomi run in Milwaukee. And so the governor says he just didn't want the state to be on the hook for any of those payments if the Potawatomi lost money.
And the Menominee had tried to say that that was not going to be an issue, but obviously wasn't enough to settle Governor Walker's mind on this point.
Right, exactly. And you know, they've gone back and forth on that point. And clearly, the governor thinks that this is just too big of a risk.
And you mentioned earlier possible legal action. What do you know about the possibility for that?
Yeah, so we quoted here at WPR some legal experts, actually. And they say that the Menominee actually could try to go to state or federal court to challenge the governor's decision. One option, they say, could be to challenge this idea that the governor actually has a veto power over land trust issues involving the tribes. That's one avenue. There are others. So while this decision by the governor may be the closing of the latest chapter, you know, my guess is there probably will be more chapters yet to be written in this issue.
It's a complicated story, one that just keeps going. We'll have to watch that one.
Yep.
And moving lastly to Bayfield County, there's been some news up in Bayfield, some debate about CAFOs. What's happening?
Right. So getting away from the Capitol for a moment, there was news made elsewhere. And in Bayfield County, there's been this debate over this potential arrival of a CAFO, which would be the first for Bayfield County.
And tell us again what a CAFO is.
That is a concentrated animal feeding operation. So these are large farms. And an Iowa-based farm has applied for permits to build a facility in Bayfield County, about 8 miles or so from Lake Superior. It's going to house about 24,000 pigs. And so there's this debate going on in the county, you know, what do we do? These are the first large-scale farms that the county could see. What do we do with that possibility?
So another one to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Bayfield County actually held a well-attended meeting this week, and the county board passed a one-year moratorium affecting farms with 1,000 or more animals. Basically, the county wants more time to study the, you know, environmental impacts of, you know, these large-scale farms, as well as what kind of oversight might be needed on the county level when it comes to these farms. So obviously, that one-year moratorium is now in effect. Stay tuned.
Noah, thanks for stopping by and catching us up on state news this week.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director, Noah Ovshinsky, talking about the biggest headlines from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.